When I say the name Noah, I'm sure that we've all heard this name. Noah is a very popular character in the Bible, and I'm pretty sure if you experienced a childhood on planet Earth, you've heard of him at one point. The story of Noah takes place about 1,600 years after God created man. We see that 1,600 years after God created man, when the Lord looks at the earth, he doesn't like what he sees. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, we see that when God created the world, he created it good and perfect. And it says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So here we see that when God had created the world and everything in it, he was pleased and he said it was good. But 1,600 years later, we see that the world is overcome with wickedness and sin. When God looks down, he sees man doing whatever they want, sinning, full of wickedness. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, we see exactly what God says. And it reads, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe all mankind, whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals, and the creatures that move along the ground, and the birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. So here we see that God is completely regretting ever making man, to the very point where he says he's going to destroy the world. But in verse 8, we see that while God looks at the earth, he sees one man named Noah. Verse 8 says, Noah finds favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a very just man, a man of faith, a blameless man. We see that God chose Noah to be saved out of everyone else on the earth because of the way Noah lived his life. In a world full of sin, it could have been easy for Noah to conform to do as the rest of the world was doing. But we see that Noah chose to live differently than everybody else. So God gave him grace. So God gives Noah a command. God told Noah to build an ark. So here we see that God is giving Noah a command. He chose to save Noah, but there's also work for Noah to do. I'm sure if we were told to do something, sometimes we tend to question God, maybe ask why. Here we see that when Noah was told to build an ark, he didn't question God. He knew that God's plan was bigger than anybody else's plan. It could have been easy for Noah to say, well, I know you chose to save me and everything, but is there an easier way? But he didn't say that. We see that Noah obeyed God as he was commanded. And in Genesis, the same chapter, chapter 6, verse 14 through 16, we see God gives Noah instructions on how to build an ark. And it says, so make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and a coat with pitch inside and out. And this is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it and finish the ark within 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make a lower, middle, and upper deck. So here we see that in the beginning of verse 14, it says, so make yourself an ark. God never said, I have made you an ark, or go and get in the ark. So here we see that Noah must do something in order to be saved from the flood. Work is a common thing that we all have to do in life. Sometimes we tend to shy away from work. Maybe it's too much. We just want to do it our way. It says the ark had to be 450 feet long. That's very long. If you pull into the parking lot outside and you drive all the way down the road until you hit grass, that is approximately 450 feet long. It may take you a couple seconds to drive in a car, but if you're cutting down trees and building an ark, I'm sure it can take a long time. It actually took Noah 100 years to build this ark. I'm sure around the 6th month of building this ark, maybe even the first day, I would have been like, you know, God, I'm happy you chose to save me and everything, but this is getting real difficult. But this is not what Noah did. We see that Noah didn't question God, and Noah trusted and had faith in God and knew that God knew exactly what he was doing. So Noah obeys God, and he builds the ark according to how God told him to build it. And here we see that following simple instructions, following how God tells us to do things, can save us from sin. If we put our faith in God and not in ourselves, we can see that God's plan for us is great. So here we see in Genesis chapter 7, verse 9, we see they finally enter the ark. And the Bible says it started to rain. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. I used to think at the 40th day when the rain stopped, Noah and his family just got off the ark. Well, actually, in chapter 8, verse 13 through 14, we see that Noah is 601 years old when he gets off the ark. And in chapter 7, verse 11, he is 600 when he gets on the ark. So here we see that Noah and his family were on the ark for a year before they finally got off. That's a year inside of an ark with two of every animal. I'm sure it didn't smell the best, but Noah and his family were alive, and that's all that mattered. By grace, Noah was saved. In chapter 9, verse 28 through 29, we see that after the flood, Noah lived 350 years. And when Noah died, he was 950 years old. So not only did Noah live long, God blessed him with 350 more years after the flood. Noah was blessed with a long life, as we see. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20 through 21, turn over. It reads, "Who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So here we see that just as Noah and his family were saved by water, we too are saved by water. That is the water of baptism. So maybe your faith isn't where it should be. Maybe when we read the Bible and we see what God has for us to do, we want to question God. We want to do it on our own time. Maybe when We read, we see, oh, this is too much work, being a Christian every day. Well, we can't avoid work. Work is something that we just all have to do. James 2:26 says, faith without works is dead. So we can say that we love God, we serve God, but if we're not living a life according to that, what are we really doing? So maybe you want to strengthen your faith today, or maybe you want to take that step and become a part of God's family. First, you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is Lord, be baptized into water for the remission of sins, and remain faithful to death. So here we see that just as Noah was saved from water, we can be saved with water and by the grace of God. If you would like to do any of these things, please stand as together we stand and sing.